God with us. What a thought. God, the architect, ruler, and sustainer of all creation, choosing to become one of us, choosing to come to earth with the heartbeat of a baby.
One night in a stable in Bethlehem's town, the King of all kings from heaven came down. He was born of a virgin, as a prophet foretold. He came to this earth from a city of gold.
Christ the King chose to leave his throne to come to earth, choosing to become one of us. The story of Christmas is a story about choices. We are going to discover that every person who took part in this wondrous event we call Christmas was faced with choices, beginning with God. For God himself chose the perfect moment in time and the precise location for the birth of the Savior. He chose a common teenage girl to be the mother of his son. I wonder how many of us have ever pondered or considered the dilemma of this young Jewish girl named Mary, the one God had chosen. She was engaged and waiting for her wedding day when an angel appeared to announce that God had selected her to bear his son. Although God had chosen Mary, would she submit to the will of her Lord? You see, God would never force Mary to do something contrary to her will. For God gave mankind from the beginning of time the freedom of choice. Would she choose to obey God, or would she run away Would she tell Joseph, her fiancé, of her glorious blessing? Or would she hide in shame? What would her parents think? What would her friends think? Surely she realized the consequences, yet she still chose to surrender to the Lord's marvelous plan for her life. Be it unto me according to your word, was Mary's choice. Perfectly and completely. Just as God chose Mary, he had also chosen Joseph to be the earthly father to his heavenly son. Now Joseph was just a man, and after hearing of a coming child, not wanting to disgrace Mary, he decided to secretly break the engagement. But God intervened and sent the angel of the Lord to Joseph in a dream and told him the child that Mary was carrying was conceived in her by the Holy Spirit. Joseph pushed back his fear and chose to obey the voice of God and took Mary as his wife. My trembling heart has many questions. Lord, I don't really understand why, but you assure me of your presence. I surrender to your plan. I will be your servant, body, mind, and soul. Yielded to you, Father, I give you full control. And Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. And suddenly a multitude of angels, heavenly hosts began praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announced his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, how the angels sing. Hallelujah. How we pray.
Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announced his arrival in our little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
shepherds. Simple men with humble hearts were filled with fear when the angel of the Lord and the glory of his presence lit up the sky that first Christmas. The angel revealed to them that a Savior had been born. Leaving their flock and their responsibility, the shepherds hurriedly traveled to Bethlehem to find this baby who was Christ the Lord. And there he was, lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. Scriptures reveal that they could not contain what they saw and what they heard. It's amazing that common keepers of sheep were the first to be invited to see the Savior of the world. Think what the shepherds would have missed had they chosen to disregard God's invitation. We are not certain of the exact time, but we do know that men of great wisdom from a distant country saw a brilliant star. Leaving houses and lands, they chose to follow that majestic star wherever it would lead, no matter how long the journey might be. What would cause these men to follow a star? Why would they spend a portion of their life and their own money looking for a king of another kingdom? These honorable men searched diligently, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were determined to find this young king and to worship him.
We're looking for the king, the new Messiah. We're following the star, shining brighter. Please, man, won't you help us if you can? He shook his head and pointed his hand. There's a new kid in town, and I think he's just a few doors down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town.
You know, sometimes we fail to consider the human side of this story. The star that led the wise men brought them first to the city of Jerusalem. You know, it's not surprising that these learned men went through official channels in their search for the Messiah. They even questioned Herod, the governor of Judea, as to the whereabouts of this new king. Even he had to consult the chief priests and scribes to learn that the ancient scrolls had prophesied Bethlehem, a small village just 5 miles from Jerusalem, as a place where Christ, the Messiah, would be born. I can imagine as these men entered this town of prophecy, they probably stopped and inquired where this king might be found. Yet those who lived within this very town did not know that the Son of God was in their very midst.
Say you travel far, bearing treasure. You take this king for play, the new king's pleasure. I've heard that a king might come, but until now there hasn't been one. New kid in town,
and I think he's just a few doors down the road.
There's a new kid in town,
but he's just another.
There's a new kid in town. He
here in Bethlehem. There's a new kid in town, here in Bethlehem.
The love that came gently that night in Bethlehem changed the world forever. This one who was prophesied by the ancients, proclaimed by the angels, praised by the shepherds, and pursued by wise men, he is Savior, Redeemer, Lord, and King. And the angel told Mary to call his name Jesus.
Oh,
Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall be great, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace.
Call him Jesus.
For the next few days, all around the world, people will celebrate this holiday season in some form or fashion. Many of them not really understanding why this time of year is so alive or so anticipated, why it touches our emotions. What is Christmas? What is at the heart of it all? Let me ask you, what is the most memorable Christmas that comes to your mind? As a child, what was the best gift you ever received? Was it a certain baby doll, or maybe a brand new bicycle or a wagon? Some toy or favorite game? For you adults, was it something sparkly that perhaps went on your finger? Maybe it was in the driveway with a big bow on the windshield. There are some of you, some of our older generation here tonight, that remember when families weren't as financially blessed as they are today. And it was a treat to get an apple or a couple of oranges, maybe some walnuts or even pecans. Others of you would say the best Christmas you could ever remember was when the family was all together in the same house, under the same roof, and life was much more simple. How easy is it in the day we live to miss the heart of Christmas? All the collected memories, the celebrating, the feasting, our most precious and favorite gifts cannot compare to the gift that laid in a manger on Christmas morn. You see, the heart of Christmas is Jesus, God's gift. The gift that is beyond what you and I could ever comprehend. The greatest gift of all time. For it is the gift of eternal life. The heart of Christmas is the heart of God himself. God reaching down from heaven to love, to redeem mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Bye.
God's greatest gift can be yours and it can be mine. Each of us must choose what we will do with the gift that God extends to us. Some say life is just a series of decisions. We make choices. We live and learn. Now I'm standing at a crossroad, and I must choose which way to turn. Down the one road is all the world can offer, all its power, its wealth and fame. Down the other stands just a man with nail scars in his hands, and there is mercy in his eyes. There is power in his name. I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus without a solitary doubt. I choose Jesus, not for miracles, but for loving me. And not just for Bethlehem, but for Calvary. Not for a day, but for eternity. I choose Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. There'll be no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided
to follow Jesus.
I'm gonna follow Jesus. Only Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back. No turning back. I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus. Many of us chose to follow Jesus years ago. And we've worshiped this King for many Christmases. You know, Christmas calls us to remember that a Savior came to give us life. It calls us to remember Mary's complete surrender, Joseph's willing heart, the shepherd's blind faith, the wise men's determination to worship. Christmas calls us as followers of Jesus to remember our commitment and our need to give the Lord first place in our lives. And yes, Christmas calls us to remember the sweet and precious memories surrounding this time of year.
Family around the tree, children laughing merrily, unwrapping shiny toys and making so much noise. We've waited patiently all year, and now the day
heart of Christmas is Jesus, God's greatest gift. We are here to celebrate His birth, for we have made our choice to worship, to honor, and to serve this Savior who is Christ the Lord. If I could, I'd ask that you bow your heads and close your eyes tonight. Nobody's going to be looking around. And I realize the audience that we have in the room tonight may be those that have already made decisions to follow Christ. But I also know that in a room with the number that we have tonight, not everyone has made that decision to follow Christ. And I'd like this opportunity for you to do some eternal business. We've presented to you tonight the story of Jesus, how he came into this earth through his mother Mary. And you heard a little bit about the circumstances surrounding that. But we've also presented to you tonight how he came, not only through this miraculous birth, but also that he came to give life. And came to seek and save that which was lost. And perhaps you're that one that's lost tonight. Would you trust him? And it doesn't end just there. Would you trust him? No, because one day he's going to call you home to be with him for all of eternity. And as we celebrate this Christmas season, as we celebrate gifts, giving and receiving, what greater gift could you give to your family tonight than the gift of them knowing that when your life ends and you exhale here, you inhale in heaven, that they can know one day they'll see you again? Would you accept him tonight? Would you accept him? Perhaps you could say a little prayer like this. Dear Lord Jesus, tonight I realize that I'm a sinner. And Lord, that I am lost and undone without you. Lord, tonight I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and to come into my heart and change me forever. Lord, would you be in my speech? Lord, would you be in my thoughts? Would you be in my deeds so that others know that you live in me? Thank you, Lord, for loving me, and thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. I believe Jesus is my Savior, Master, and Lord, for it's in his name I pray. Perhaps there are others in the room tonight that have made that choice to follow Jesus but are not where they should be tonight with him. As we talked about in Judgment House, there's a lot of times that we, just like in family relationships, when the children get in trouble with the parents, or a husband gets in trouble with his wife or vice versa, you know, the fellowship is somewhat broken. And that's the same with us and our Heavenly Father. When we sin before him, our fellowship is broken. Even though we have that relationship, our fellowship is broken. Would you ask him to forgive you tonight? Would you do that? His word says he is faithful and just to forgive. And I believe him and I take him at his word. The heart of Christmas is Jesus. God extending his love towards us in his only Son.